This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, again, I'm a free market guy. I'm not one of these socialists that's ashamed of people writing a book or making a better car and making a bunch of money. That's free market. It makes our world better. I'm against crony capitalism allied with socialism. But when I talked about the time, I've been paid $100,000 for a voiceover. Was the second biggest I ever got paid. But I never even tried to really be in voiceovers. And they wanted me to do a bunch of voiceovers for national TV shows, but you know, it wasn't shows I wanted to be a part of. And it was high union rates. They wanted me to do movie voiceovers, you name it. And I was just simply saying, I do this not to make money. I do this because this is where my passion is. And it takes a lot of money to run this operation. In fact, I took the $800,000+ I made off that voiceover money, and I put it into InfoWars. I took it as part of InfoWars money. And my accountant goes, this is separate money. Why are you putting it back into the company? Keep it. I said, I need $850,000+. That runs us for like a month, even back then. And it's expensive to do media. I mean, our bandwidth costs are hundreds of thousands a month, literally, and the computers and all of it. And so I put it back in. That's what it's all about. But I have a real pleasure in that I turned down a Hollywood career and voiceover career and everything. But, man, it was stuff like they want me to play like psychotic killers and stuff. And obviously, I can play a psychotic killer really good, be a big, you know, big hit. But to quote John Goodman, I'm drinking my coffee. He wrote 127 episodes of Branded, not a lightweight. Okay, I'm getting into real Big Lebowski inside baseball right now. I need to stop it. We have a really important guest, Stefan Molyneux, on the Islamic horde takeover and why the globalists are behind it. We have a special guest joining us, investigative reporter on human slave trafficking, coming on, Paul Watson, Lahancho, the fourth hour today. Before I go any further, I mentioned Hitler Dog. Four years ago, I did a joke video when they banned the JCPenney teapot saying you can magically see Hitler. It's like seeing, you know, Mary in a bagel or whatever. Well, now you see Hitler in a bagel, you arrest whoever, you know, has the bagel. But this guy made fun of this Hitler Dog as a joke, and so he's been arrested in Scotland. I guess I could be arrested for my Hitler Dog video with my dog Captain. Here's part of it.
There is the evil teapot, and then there is my French bulldog. Now, I could have probably seen Hitler in a pile of dirt outside my house, but instead of sort of looking at Captain, our French bulldog, and I got to admit it, I'm like a closet Nazi because I kiss him right on his Hitler mustache. That dog gets kisses from me, okay? And for my children, they're sitting supporting Hitler. And look at him. I mean, he even looks like Hitler. His eyes kind of look like Hitler. He's got no fur on his lip, and so it looks like a Hitler mustache. That dog, JCPenney's, banned those teapots and had them destroyed. So I'm taking Captain today into the pound, and I'm going to have him put him in a gas chamber and kill him like they do stray dogs. And I'm sad, but I'm going to prove that I'm not racist, and I'm going to sacrifice him on the altar of political correctness to prove I'm not racist and to satisfy Al Sharpton. So, Captain, should I give him lethal injection or give him the pressure chamber? I mean, I don't want him to feel any pain. I love the dog, but, I mean, he does look like Hitler. And I realized I want to apologize. Maybe I should be gassed because I just realized my wife and I chose a dog when he was a puppy that had a Hitler mustache because of a subconscious racism. Can we put the racism back up on air only to illustrate it and to apologize? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Can we show my racist dog before we added the Iron Cross and the helmet, the Kaiser helmet, the World War One Field Marshal helmet? I mean, look at him, folks. That I'm so ashamed that my dog is Hitler. In fact, it may be a genetic experiment. He may actually be Adolf Alois Hitler. Perhaps he escaped to America and is hiding out, not Argentina. No, that was, they were all hiding at the CIA, as a French bulldog. Ladies and gentlemen, even though the dog tag around his neck is of a bone, the Nazi skull and crossbones had a skull above a bone. Oh, my gosh, he is wearing a Nazi necklace. Gee, folks, this is just as bad as the teapot. Look at that little that little bronze bell. That's a death head too. Well, thank God, Jason.
We'll be back. We're going to repost Infowars.com a flashback of Hitler Dog and tie it into the new context.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Exclusive interview we taped with Billy Corgan, where he goes out to the social justice warriors and more. Last time he was on, it was in hundreds of newspapers. They tried to attack him for pointing out that the controlled left is nothing but an authoritarian movement. But he got even more hardcore in this interview, and that's going to be coming up, a little bit of that in the next hour. Then we're going to premiere all of it in the fourth hour, 30 minutes long, with Paul Joseph Watson. The full video has already been posted to InfoWars.com. With the headline, new video, Billy Corgan exposes the tyranny of the social justice warriors. It's also been tweeted at Real Alex Jones, and it's on our Facebook as well. And even though they've been trying to censor us on Facebook, and they admit they have, people have been battling back. And so instead of a video getting a million views, they started getting like 30,000 views. People learned about us, started posting it on their own, and they're back up to a half million to a million views, many of them. So once people were aware of the control and the attack, things really reversed in the other direction. See, tyranny will crush you if you don't resist it or you're not aware of it. But if, like, its weights you start squatting and deadlifting and bench pressing, pretty soon you walk up against a bunch of tyranny. It's like walking into the gym and you're like, high five and let's go, 600 pounds on the deadlift, baby. Ah, that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And I've been covering this censorship for years with Facebook. It's been intensifying the last few months. Drudge has knocked the doors down. Now the Senate is investigating it. And they want to act like they're libertarians suddenly when he's not meeting with the communist Chinese top censors learning how to do all this. Zuckerberg, who calls his users dumb effers, his people are out saying, hey, it's free market. Okay, it's our property. We're allowed to. Okay, but just admit, libertarians, conservatives, free thinkers of any type that are anti-statist, let's just say small government people, are not welcome. Okay, they're not welcome. You're all green-lighted in communist China because you play ball. I mean, there's nothing worse than Facebook when it comes to censorship other than maybe Twitter. But Google's big into it as well. So the good news is it's in the Hill newspaper. It's in the International Business Times. It's all over the news. Senate Commerce Committee launches inquiry into Facebook over trending topic censorship. Now, every day I've got like 10 articles or more without looking where high school teacher, middle school teacher in Austria arrested, indicted for saying that Muhammad promoted underage sex with young girls. I mean, it says that in the Quran. They can go out for like 11-year-olds. Okay? Now, on one side, NAMBLA and the UN's pushing it is great. The Saudis are over here with women as literal slaves. I go to malls in Austin. I've been going to since I was a kid, and it looks like I'm in the middle of Saudi Arabia. I mean, literally, women with full beekeeper suits, as Stefan Molyneux calls them, around every corner. And, I mean, it's like seeing slaves with chains around their necks. I was actually triggered for the first time in my life, to use a leftist term. I mean, I was actually freaked out because the women were looking freaked out because I had my daughters with me with their big, long, blonde hair and, you know, their little skirts on and their pretty shoes and, you know, clomping around having a good time with daddy. And, I don't go to Saudi Arabia for a reason. I have family that's been over there. They say it's scary. You preach the gospel, you get arrested. Now, at least old-fashioned atheists didn't care if Christians taught the gospel, whether you love it or hate it. The issue is we're bringing in radical Islam because they've got police chiefs and mayors all over announcing in Europe and in the UK, we're going to arrest you if you criticize Islam or the Queen or anybody else. See, the left is wanting to go authoritarian now. Oh, you're a leftist? Make a joke about your dog and Hitler? I made a joke about my dog and Hitler years ago. He looks like Hitler. He's got a little Hitler mustache. The teapot looks like Hitler. Oh, my God, ban it. He has been arrested. Michael Savage can't go to England. Now hundreds of other people can. This is the tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the insanity by design. And now mother, father, he, she, you can't have your identity. It hurts someone else. Now the word American is hateful, not just American flags. This is the destruction of language. And somebody warning about it really longer than I've been when it comes to political correctness. I mean, I've always covered political correctness, but it was so ridiculous. I thought people never buy into it. But it's being forced from the top. Is Stefan Molyneux, Free Domain Radio on YouTube, at Twitter, at Stefan Molyneux, Molyneux, freedomainradio.com. I don't need to introduce him. He's got hundreds of millions of views to his videos, a lot of fans around the world, and he himself is an atheist. But I respect him because he's not a hateful atheist. We can all have our own cosmologies, our own ideas to unify our field theory and whatever. But my problem is so-called leftist atheists who then make the state God. I can't stand big religion. I can't stand establishment religion. It's totally with the state. So I agree with a lot of real atheists on that issue that that's a big threat. But I personally have a spiritual side. I have a relationship. I believe in a higher power. But he respects that. The point is, he has piercing analysis on the history. So I've done my research. He knows what he's talking about. And a very witty tongue when it comes to breaking down what's really happening. You've heard me set the table here, sir, on what's going on. It seems like, is this a desperation? Because I know everybody's laughing at him. More and more real liberals like Seinfeld and John Cleese. Or is it a power trip that they're doing this? Where are we societally, globally? Why would the left ally itself with the radicalist forms of Islam that's running around jihading and murdering every Muslim that doesn't put a hood over their wife's head and chop their genitals off? I mean, why would feminist groups be defending in the news and calling me an Islamophobe because I am offended by going into a mall and seeing 50-something women all over the place with hoods over their heads with their husbands bugging their eyes out at me and staring at my daughters? I mean, I know an aggressive alien culture when I see it. It'd be like if we went to a time machine and brought back millions of Aztecs, you know, and they were suddenly eating people, you know, or Nazis were running around at the mall, you know, in SS uniforms. If I went to Barton Creek Mall and saw 40 or 50 people in Nazi uniforms, I would be offended. I'd be freaked out. I'd be, what on earth is this? Is this some type of joke? But it's so acceptable. It's a sacrament. Is it a hatred of the West? Is it a form of cuckolding? Is it a form of human cultural sacrifice to butcher the West? Stephen Molyneux, what are we currently facing?
Well, I think it's all those things and more, Alex. But just before we get started, out of sympathy for your eye issues, I just wanted to mention something. See if you can recognize this quote. It's 100 miles to Chicago. We've got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses.
And they made fun of Nazis, so I say arrest the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they're united by a hatred of the free market. You know, what do the left and other radical ideologies all have in common is the desire to use the violence and the power of the state to interfere with people's free choices, who they trade with, where they go to school, where they want to live, what kind of neighbors they want to have. This is consistent through all of these ideologies. And you can see this mounting opposition growing to all of this madness where people are so bothered by other people's free choices that these busybodies want to go in there with the guns and violence of the state and order people around because other people's choices trigger them into terrible, horrifying bouts of hysterical, fainting couch Victorian nonsense. And we just have to fight back. We have to say, look, I am going to make my choices according to my rational conscience. You make your choices according to your, hopefully, rational conscience. And as long as neither of us is initiating force against the other, live and let live. But that is how
exactly. They're saying I'm censoring because I don't like hoods over women's heads. No, if they're wearing hoods and that's their issue and they want to, that's fine. But they don't even let these women drive. They are kept captured creatures, basically like the families they find that live in basements that didn't know there was an outside world. That's slavery. That's not their right.
Well, here's the challenge. When I was growing up, and I think we're similar ages, but when I was growing up, the big fear, and rightly so, was communism. And communism was a world-dominating ideology disguised as a theoretical economic system. Now, there are theological constructs in the world right now, which the West is staring down, which are world-dominating theocratic systems disguised as a religion. And that is the challenge. That is the challenge. If people want to have different beliefs, that's fine. But if they're not willing to subvert the separation of church and state, then all people of good conscience, from atheists to agnostics to Christians to fundamentalists to whoever, all who oppose the separation of church and state are going to end up stifling the kind of debate that is the necessary traction for the advancement of civilization.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the issue. If a woman is 18 years old and she wants to go live in a basement and be chained to a wall, wear a hood over her head and be beaten and have acid thrown in her face, she can sign waiver forms to do that under contracting. She has a right as an extreme libertarian. I think she has a right. People have a right to maim themselves, pour Drano in their eyes, the new sexy liberal thing. I'm not kidding, folks, if you haven't learned about this. I shouldn't have to pay for it. Somebody wants to have a sex change, knock yourself out. I'm not paying for it. But these women are born into slavery. The dominant form of Islam is taking over. Our government's allied with it. Why are Western states, or tell me if you disagree, Stephan Molyneux, why are they allying with it so feverishly?
Well, I mean, this is a long and complicated set of answers to that. The one thing I will mention is that it's been fairly well shown in monkey studies, which is really the best place to go and study political motivations. A lot of apes, when they climb up the hierarchy of political power within their own particular tribe, when they gain more resources and become more alpha, they get dopamine in the brain. Now, dopamine is a highly addictive substance within the brain. It's something that's mirrored in cocaine addiction. So people who have climbed to the top of political power are literally physical addicts to that political power. And anything which threatens that addiction is going to be viewed as a high negative to them. And, of course, something has been set up where anything where white people or Western people or European people or the European-derived cultures, whenever we say our culture has great value, our history has great value, our traditions have great value, well, that's automatically racist. As if somehow you like Europe, you must inevitably hate the rest of the world, or you like America, you must hate the rest of the world. So politicians view racism as something that can dislodge them from power, which takes them away from the dopamine hit of their addiction to political power, And we would not expect sensible decisions from any drug addict, and politics is one of the most dangerous drugs of all.
Stefan, you sent over four or five articles you wanted to go over today. In fact, some of these articles I already had in my stack, dealing with world developments that kind of illustrate the point we are at right now. Let's go over some of those. Europe will soon have more Muslims than Christians. Belgium warns against making an enemy of Islam at Brussels attacks hearing. But they're here bullying us. My guys were in France and Belgium. They were no-go bullied everywhere. Joe Biggs was in Afghanistan and Iraq. Never experienced something like this. London's iconic red buses declare glory to Allah. Police unleash tear gas after massive migrant brawl erupts in Paris train station. Soros fears collapse of EU due to refugee crisis, which they brought in. Europe refugee system in chaos. They want to fine folks €250,000 for each immigrant they don't let in, including people with terrorist backgrounds. UK's equality chief, who popularized the term Islamophobia, admits, "I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better." Well, these are the useful idiots. There's a larger master plan. Let's walk through it.
Well, of course, the idea that everybody values diversity is false. Even if we say diversity or multiculturalism is a value in society, and that is certainly arguable based upon the data, Alex, but even if we say it's some magical, wonderful value for there to be multiculturalism and diversity within a country, well, those groups that come in who don't value multiculturalism and diversity won't blend. This is not really complicated.
Yeah, why won't Japan let Muslims in?
Well, because Japan wants to say Japanese. And why is it that nobody gets that angry that Japan or China or Hong Kong are not letting Muslims in? Why didn't people get angry that Saudi Arabia is not letting Muslims in? Because those countries don't suffer from the self-hating, pathological, white guilt that is used and has been used to strip mine resources from European and European-derived cultures for the past 50 years. White people feel guilty. Ooh, you're a racist. Oh, I don't want to be a racist. Here's my entire country to prove that I'm not a racist. Here's my entire culture. I'm going to open all the borders. I'm going to surrender to this massive union of church and state known as Islam just because I don't want to be called a racist. And people in the West do not have the right to sell their freedoms for the sake of political correctness. The freedoms that our ancestors fought and bled and died for, we do not have the right to give that away. That which you create, you cannot hand away or destroy. And we have all inherited these freedoms in the West, and we should be guarding them fiercely with as much emotional and intellectual energy as we can, and not handing it away because we're scared of words.
I asked you earlier, you started to get into it. Why do you think it seems like it's doubled or tripled in the absurdity just in the last year, and then almost every month it seems to be compounding to levels of sheer lunacy, but on the campuses, on the government facilities, no amount of ridiculousness from banning brown paper bags to the word mother and father. It's all like a religion. And so many people I know that call themselves leftists are just totally embracing it to the point now of if you say to someone on the street, "Let's go eat Mexican food," a white person will say to you, "That's racist." You go, "Excuse me," and they go, "Don't say the word Mexican." And then literally I was debating it yesterday with people, and this Hispanic lady goes, "No, that's like you say Chinese food, or let's go eat soul food. It's not racist." I mean, the Hispanic people aren't the ones even pushing it. It's this weird, like, witch hunt, white mental illness, you know, freak show. I don't, it's crazy, man.
Well, it's all designed. You know, what does a particularly venomous animal do when it wants to bring you down, but it's smaller? Well, it bites you and injects the paralysis, and then it can feast on you at its leisure. And I think the reality is basically that the left is trying to paralyze and stifle all debate about anything sensible. People say, "Oh, let's have an honest conversation about race," or "Let's have an honest conversation about incompatible religious beliefs." But it's not an honest conversation unless you're, sure, you know, white and feel bad. And
well said. They're just ending debate. They're stifling, putting out, you know, a smokescreen. When you talk about Islam not being compatible, there's this debate. Is it radical Islam or is it Islam? Whatever it is, I've studied history, the radical form of it is taking over and getting more radical. They kill each other everywhere they are, these Wahhabists. Why is the West allying with it? And what is political Islam? Where is it going? What do you expect to happen next, Stefan?
Well, it's going to go one of two ways. And I don't like to predict because that has an air of deterministic inevitability. to it. It's going to go one of two ways, Alex, and I think that you and I and the other freedom-minded people are all on the same battalion as far as this goes. It's going to go one of two ways. Either we are going to rediscover the value and civilization and liberties of the West and defend them strongly and oppose ideologies that seek to quench those and squelch those underfoot, or they're going to win. You know, in any conflict between two groups, the most consistent group will always win. And the people who want to undo the freedoms of the West have been very consistent and very dedicated for decades. And, you know, there's an old saying that civilization rises in hobnail boots and descends in silk slippers. You know, maybe we all just got a little lazy. Maybe we just took all these freedoms for granted and assumed they were going to stick around like the laws of physics. Well, they don't. Everything that is good in this world erodes without strong rehabilitation and reinforcement. And we've just kind of gotten lazy. We're crossing our fingers. You know, there's studies that show that second and third generation Muslims in England are more radicalized than their parents. It's not only that they're not integrating, they're actually going in the opposite direction. And where does this lead? This idea that we can buy 5 more minutes peace from the verbal abuse of being called a racist or an Islamophobe, as if Islam is even a race. That's like being called a racist for criticizing communism. We all focus on this idea that we can get 5 more minutes peace and they'll just leave us alone for 5 more minutes. That has never, ever ended well in human history, to my knowledge.
That's right. And communism was funded by some of the criminal elements in the West. It's now been declassified to create a big enemy to fight with. And the PNAC documents, Dick Cheney writes, we're going to radicalize Islam, stir them up, and then have this 100-year Americana reign off fighting them. Well, I said that was immoral and evil. But what's even more evil is to actually make a deal and say, no, you're going to be the new culture, and then overrun everything that's created such incredible liberal freedom for everybody, because I'm a real liberal. I mean, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, I'm into people having their own freedoms. I mean, I have some of my own, you know, conservative views, how I want to live, but I'm liberal when I say, hey, I'm very tolerant. Hey, I'm not trying to run your life, but they want to run my life. So they're such control freaks, they want to ally with it when it's never going to ally with them. So is this a double cross of Islam, a setup, a clash of civilizations, or what's really happening, Stefan?
Well, there are, of course, decent Muslims in the West who came to the West because they didn't like living in Muslim countries, and they wanted to be able to practice their faith free of Sharia law and some of the brutal enforcements that occur in Islamic
countries. But this is a reformation. These people are seen as heretics.
Oh, absolutely. But see, those of us in the West who value freedoms don't have the right to sell the freedoms that the Muslims who've come to the West to escape Sharia law, we don't have the right to sell their freedoms off either. What needs to happen in the West, and of course this is something, in my opinion, as Donald Trump has talked about it as well, is that immigration as a whole has been going completely haywire for 50 or 60 years, basically since the 65 Act under Kennedy, which shifted, in particular in America, immigration from Europe, which is America's traditional feeding stock for immigration, to third world countries. And what's happened is now they've got a huge number of incompatible cultures coming in, and that's fine if you have a small number and you give them time to assimilate and integrate and find out if the experiment is
going. And if you don't give them welfare and put them in public schools, brainwashing them into race groups.
Well, that's key as well. I'm for the free movement of people, but you can either have open borders or you can have a welfare state. You can't have both.
Exactly. You can't have a free lunch and not put a wall around it.
Well, I think that's fair. And if we look at what's going on, this question that's coming up soon, right, which is the Brexit question, whether England should continue to lash itself to the decisions of the all-wise, all-powerful bureaucrats.
And let's define this. Talk about how the EU operates. We'll go to break and talk about Brexit. This is so big, I want to kind of shoot a flare up on this or you know, embolden this with highlighter, you know, yellow marker with Stefan Molyneux joining us from freedomainradio.com, because this is the big issue. Globalism is in crisis. You're answering the question now. It's being reversed, which is why it's pushing authoritarianism. Spend a minute as we go to break on how the euro operates.
Well, the euro is the outgrowth of the fantasy that a lot of globalists and a lot of the elites and a lot of the socialists and communists have. And the fantasy is, Alex, well, we are just one additional bureaucratic government coercive layer away from paradise. You know, 4 more regulations and we achieve nirvana in the West. And this, of course, is a complete disaster. And all of these additional layers of bureaucracy, all of this distancing of power from the voters and the taxpayers has produced all of the same disasters that we would expect from something like the USSR, which collapsed of its own overhead.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Tax exempt, above the law, unelected bureaucracy, permanent government, FARO, everything in the Declaration of Independence on steroids. Stephon Molyneux, an amazing brain, is our guest. He's with us for 5 hours or next hour with your questions for Stephon Molyneux or comments. We'd like to hear from you on radical Islam that is Islam now. How do we deal with it? Well, our governments have run up the white flag. They love the authoritarianism and want to marry it. Well, over our dead bodies. Stay with us. We'll get the number out when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Talcum Powder Justice with principal office in California is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. Right now, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 1-800-323-1929. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 1-800-323-1929. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929. 1-800-323-1929.
Buongiorno tanto, buone razzi, pirati posto cedi, posto amici, buone razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're broadcasting worldwide. Paul Watson will host the fourth hour from London, Lundestan. And we're going to be airing the Billy Corgan interview then, a new, never-before-seen-or-heard interview. It's now up on InfoWars.com and going viral. And it's good because, you know, he's seen as kind of a mainline intellectual in the past, liberal, but he's really just a free thinker, and it really freaks out the establishment when he comes out to his tens of millions of fans. And they try to intimidate music people. They try to make them shut up, Hollywood folks as well. But more and more saying, we're not liberal and we're not conservative. We're Renaissance. We're pro-human. We're pro-freedom. Call it whatever you want. We're sick of the totalitarianism of the left and the right. We're saying no. We'll go back to Stephon Molyneux here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us on air with your question or comment for Stephon Molyneux, I'm your host, Alex Jones, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe we've developed the very best vitamin mineral fusion out there. That's why it's called Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Says it's have all the vitamins and minerals. It has amazing amino acids that help your body actually download it. It doesn't have any unnatural flavors or colors. It is fruit punch flavored. It is amazing. It's flavored by the vitamins and minerals that are in it. It's incredible. Like take vitamin B12. It's a great flavor. Methylcobalamin. It's so good, and it is concentrated. So it's one little scoop makes like three big glasses or more. Like two scoops makes a whole pitcher. And this is what my children drink instead of the garbage that's out there that's artificially sweetened. It's been sold out since the first run came in. It's got almost five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. A big shipment came in. Try some of it today. Give it as a gift, especially to older folks that are trying to take multivitamins where the gut doesn't absorb it. That's such an absorption problem. When something's liquid, it absorbs a lot better. There's much better absorption. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have Anthroplex, a lot of known herbs to help boost your body's own hormone output and make you so. It's changed my life. I've lost so much weight. I have so much more health. Also, we have the special on the food that was so popular. We ran for a week and a half. It's back, but on the top four best sellers. This is insurance you can eat. The globalists want us destabilized. They want us dependent. They're bringing us into a world depression. They're starting all these wars. Elites are getting armored redoubts with horrible foods. So are police departments. That's all in the news. I'm not saying all this is going to happen. But it's something, in case things unravel, that you need to take care of yourself, your friends, your family, and others. So InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site where you can find the InfoWars Select Horrible Food. That's the entire family of My Patriot. They have the full selection of My Patriot. Already, it's a great deal as well. But on the top four bestsellers of InfoWars Select, I can go even lower because it's private labeled. Now is the time to not procrastinate and get your storable food today. Plus, the profit we make funds this operation. And when I talk about what I've done in some Hollywood movies when I got invited to be in them, or when I did voiceovers nationally, and I took the profits that I had from that and put it right back into InfoWars and building this operation, because nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with being secure and being self-sufficient. But for me, it's about securing intellectual freedom and freedom of assembly and freedom of association and freedom of men and women to live like they want as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And that's all fundamentally under attack by radical Islam. And you see the West again. Stefan, you wanted to get into these Muslim police chiefs in Europe arresting people, but also mainline Green Party's even worse, allied with them. The new Muslim mayor saying, we don't need, quote, Uncle Tom Muslims. We need radicals. And this is what's pushed. And I've been in London a lot. I've been to London like five or six times. But when I went there in 2005 for the first time to cover the London bombing, which had been provocateured, and I was there, the Muslims weren't as aggressive and mean. But I'd been there like four or five times after. They're very aggressive and getting a lot of folks' face. And when you get to the airport, you know the price is supposed to be to your hotel. And they'll all get together and go, no, triple. And then you've got to wait, I'm sorry, till somebody from the UK shows up. And they go, no, I know, it's horrible, it's illegal. They're not supposed to do that, but they do that because they hate Westerners so much. And it's just when people are hating you and you've been taught to be liberal and to spread your legs metaphysically and culturally to it, and that doesn't even please them. It only makes them know you're weak, you're here to roll over, and they come from countries where they're killing each other and can't even get civilization. It's just like, what is the elite thinking? Stefan?
Well, there's always the, at least to me, the implied and implicit threat, right? So what, a day or two after Sadiq Khan became the Muslim mayor of London, he tweeted out, said, Trump's ignorant view of Islam could make both our countries less safe. It risks alienating mainstream Muslims. Well, that's sort of like, you know, nice little democracy you got going on here. It'd be a real shame if something happened to it, like if it caught fire or something. I mean, this is terrible stuff. I mean, this idea that, and this is not just with Islam, this is throughout the left and the Green Movement as well, who have some prominent people in the Green Movement are all for massive human depopulation. They've talked about criminal charges against people who are skeptical of the Mad Hatter pseudoscience of global warming. And this idea that people who disagree with you should end up in jail is so fundamentally against the Western tradition of free speech, goes all the way back to John Milton with Areopagitica, who made the case that the best cure for bad ideas is public exposure. If people have bad ideas, offensive ideas, let's get them out into the open. Let's have them debate, because they assumed people had the rational critical thinking skills to separate good arguments from bad arguments. But one of the fundamental problems, Alex, as you know, that's happened in the West is government schools have gotten worse and worse and worse. And now a lot of people, I think particularly the elites, no longer trust the average person in the West to be able to distinguish a good argument from a bad argument. Facts from fantasies, empiricism from nonsense. And therefore, because you don't trust the people to know a good idea from a bad idea, you have to control what the people have access to. And we see this happening all over. You know, the left is, oh, we're so into diversity. Boy, diversity and multiculturalism is so great. Yeah. When was the last time the New York Times put an ad out saying, we need a libertarian or a Republican on our editorial page because we're all leftists, so we really want to branch out? When was the last time academia said, we really want to hire someone in the social sciences, let's make sure that they're into some libertarian or Republican philosophy? They don't. They don't. And that's so fundamental. The left has no interest in diversity whatsoever. What they do want to do is bring incompatible cultures together so that they control people who say, I don't know that this experiment is going to work really well. And they can say, ah, you're a racist, you're a bigot. And that's the way that they...
And then they can also referee the ensuing crisis that comes out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a chemistry test, taking five or six things you know are going to explode and going, you need to buy bomb insurance. Blows up. See, I told you.
Well, so let's take the refugee. That's the big crisis. We started talking about the EU. There are two problems that the European Union has had to deal with that are the most important, I think. Number one was the financial crisis. And the financial crisis basically came about because Germany, by being a relatively responsible country, had very low interest rates because it didn't have a very high debt-to-GDP ratio. And a lot of the other countries, yes, I'm looking at the pigs, right? Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, and so on. A lot of the other countries who had bad interest rates wanted to hook into German interest rates so they could borrow at a lower rate. Sure, I mean, if I'm an irresponsible spendthrift and you're a responsible person, I want us to split the difference in our interest rates. That hurts you but benefits me. And so the EU extended, after Greece in particular used Goldman Sachs to lie and falsify its records in order to get into the EU, these countries that had bad spending habits hooked into more responsible countries' interest rates and blew themselves up in an orgy of fiat currency spending. And then when they ran out of money and the crap hit the fan, they started threatening Europe with bailouts. And in particular, Greece threatened Europe with flooding it with third world migrants unless they paid up. And that, if that's not a mafia-style shakedown, and this should have come from Italy, if that's not a mafia-style shakedown, I don't know what is. So the financial crisis led to the migrant crisis, and it's all turning into a complete disaster. And that which was supposed to unify and solve most of the problems in Europe has now turned into the sword of Damocles that is actually hanging right over the neck of European civilization, which has survived for thousands of years, but might not be able to survive the collectivism of Brussels.
Continue before we go to calls. I know you've got a lot of angles, a lot of points. I've kind of been bringing up some of my own questions here, Stefan, but what are some of the other angles you want to alert people to?
Well, there's this idea in Europe, in the EU. Sorry, I was waiting for your big speech. I'm shocked that it came back to me, but I can do it. I can hang it. So in the EU, there's this idea that if you want to have free trade, somehow that involves universal citizenship. There's no other country in the world that I know of that pursues this at least as strongly as the EU does. You know, I order something from China and I open it up, I don't get a Chinese passport in there as well. Free trade and the unfettered movement of people is something that is in no way related. And trying to unite these two has been a complete disaster. Of course, also, in the refugee situation, according to the European statutes, the refugee, if they're genuinely an asylum seeker or fleeing war, they must stay in the first country they land in. They're not allowed to go welfare shopping, as substantial proportions of them do, which is why they want to get, say, to Germany, which has a very strong welfare state, and away from Italy, which is much more restrictive and doesn't take as many asylum applications. So a basic rule is you've got to stay in the first country that you land in, and that has been almost in nowhere enforced in the euro. There are so many other restrictions that the euro is supposed to put on its member states, like your debt to GDP is supposed to stay low. Many countries have blown past that with no repercussions, no ramifications whatsoever. So when England is thinking of leaving the EU, I would ask the British people, what is the EU? Is it a set of rules? Well, if those rules aren't enforced, can it even be said to exist? It is a massive pension fattening scheme for the useless, loathsome, spotty behind bureaucrats that infect.
That's right. And you got interrupted by the break getting into the type of tyranny that the EU is involved in. I mean, the UK and most other countries never voted to enter it. They're in it. It makes most of your laws, and then it threatens giant quarter-million-euro-pound fines if you don't accept whoever they say and even try to vet them. I mean, it's like, we're all powerful. Take these people. We're going to fine you. You never voted to enter us, and we rule you now. It's so dictatorial, and the fact that the Brexit's happening is so exciting.
Okay, so if you're a British business, right, small to medium-sized business, about 5% of those businesses in the UK trade with the EU. But 100% of those businesses are subject to the endless conveyor belt of tiny print, two-point squintovision regulations coming out of Brussels. Since 2010, the EU has introduced over 3,500 new laws affecting British business. Now, if you're a giant corporation, well, you have a big legal department, you can do your regulatory capture and get the ear of bureaucrats and offer them whatever incentives you could. So big companies, they don't mind it so much, but it's the small to medium-sized companies that end up being drowned, literally drowned, under this deluge of regulations. When Britain first joined the EU, it had 20% of the votes. Now it's down below 10%. There are hundreds of new laws and regulations that the British MPs strongly oppose, which get passed anyway. England has given away its sovereignty. That is such an astonishing thing. The British pound is one of the few fiat or semi-fiat currencies that has survived for 400 years. British sovereignty as an island, I grew up in England, was something that was considered to be one of the greatest treasures that God, nature, and geography had provided a civilized race. And the idea that in a decade or two, England would have given away its sovereignty to unelected, unaccountable people in Brussels. They suffer no negative consequences for their unbelievably terrible decisions. The idea that you would cede sovereignty to faceless bureaucrats in another country is unbelievably astonishing to me, and as soon as the British people wake up to what's happening, the vote that's coming up should be a no-brainer.
For the average low-level leftist, I think a lot of them are just in a cult, and they just follow whatever the latest trendy directives are, and they're kind of scared. I've talked to a lot of them, and no political correctness is getting really weird, but still, they really think that if they don't go along with it, they'll get in trouble. It's all just intimidation. They should just get off the cult. They should leave the reservation.
Well, look, if I say my arguments are good, otherwise shadowy, unknown, apocalyptic disaster occurs, that's usually an indication that my arguments aren't really good. Like, I don't need to say to you, Alex, you know, two and two make four, and if you don't believe me, your studio is going to collapse, right? I mean, if I have a good argument, I have a good argument. You've got David Cameron now going around saying, if England leaves the EU, war across Europe, conflagrations, destructions, genocides. I mean, this is apocalypse. This is Pascal's wager. Ooh, massive disasters occur if you don't obey my particular political opinion. This is all madness. The idea, and this is another example of how one government program which fails is supposed to lead to another one. Wasn't the agency or the group that was supposed to keep European peace called NATO? And hasn't that done a pretty good job since the Second World War of keeping European peace, along, of course, with the mutually assured destruction and the spread of the free market to some degree? But the idea that now, if England leaves the EU, there will be war. I mean, like, this has become completely lunatic. In other words, if there are borders, there are wars. Well, that's insane. When countries tend to blend together that don't fit, that's when the greatest conflict occurs. If you look at what happened in Bosnia and Serbia.
Sure, of course. They want crisis. They want war. Boom. They want consolidation. That's why they're creating order out of chaos, which gives them more power and more control. I don't see this going well for them. You know, the BRICS exit, the Brexit, all of this, I think, signals the death of globalism. And somebody like Donald Trump comes along and says globalism is bad. It's a one-sided deal. And then they get so angry at him and try to say he's a racist. It just shows that it's a military brainwashing system.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's, frankly, in my view, magnificent foreign speech policy, where he said that America was going to withdraw from the idea of nation building. Nation building got an unfairly good reputation after the Second World War, after the massive bombings in Germany and in Japan. Those cultures reformulated themselves from, you know, pretty fascistic and psychotic, warmongering, lunatic cultures to relatively peaceful, relatively secular, free market democracies. Now, that you know, this has the whole thing to do with the average IQ of nations. You know, if you blow up Germany and you blow up Japan, really smart people go, well, that's a really, really bad thing. And therefore, they end up reconstituting their societies along more peaceful and, I dare say, Western lines. However, there are people or groups that if you dismantle their existing societies, you don't get post-World War II Japan and you don't get post-World War II Germany.
They degenerate even worse.
You get ISIS. Yeah, you get ISIS. Some people, when bad things happen to them, they make better decisions. Other people, when bad things happen to them, well, they just make worse and worse decisions. And again, I've talked about ethnicity and IQ, and people can just look up IQ around the world. There may be some reasons for this. I don't know. Nobody knows the exact reasons for it, but it's not a bad place to start. So the idea that Donald Trump is saying America's foreign policy is going to be determined by that which is good for America, rather than these globalist fantasies of walking around the world like some ironclad Iron Man Julius Caesar waving your magic wand of violence to create paradise. My God, that's taken too long for America to take that perspective back, and I hope that he follows through on it.
Well, with all the nuclear weapons and things we've got to stop having these wars. And all I know is globalists claim globalism is going to stop war. All it's doing is starting more war.
Well, but, you know, the other thing, and I said this many years ago, another thing I think that's important, Alex, I think it's hard to look at Western politics at the moment without understanding the basic fact that the governments are out of money. And when you're out of money, you provoke a war. That's what always happens.
That's right. Stefan, stay there. We're going to be back with more of these important topics straight ahead. Infowars.com is our website, one of the top news sites in the world. Not just alternative, one of the top news sites in the world. And the system wants to censor it. Please remember, don't take this broadcast for granted. The globalists want to shut it down. Use it or lose it. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stephon Mullen is with us for six more minutes in this segment, five more in the next, but he's gone. We've got an expert coming on, a journalist on white slavery going on worldwide. And every time I say that, ignorant people go, why don't you hear about black slavery? White slavery, sex slavery, folks, okay, and children. So that's coming up very, very important. It's worse than it's ever been. Islam all over the world's running it, and like what, 8, 9 countries still have it legal, but that's okay. I'm the problem because I think everybody should have equal freedom. It's crazy. I want to go to John and a few other callers. Stephon wants to get into the left and leftist atheism as well. I know he's an expert on that, but briefly, real fast, John in California, you're on the air with Stephon Molyneux of freedomainradio.com.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you. I have a question about the recent administration's decision to start cooperating with Iran in the negotiations that are somehow easing relations with the countries. Is this a stand down like they did with Libya, or is there some other sort of game plan that's going on?
Sure, I don't want a war with Iran, but and so I say leave them alone, but it is a one-sided weird deal. There's something going on behind it. Stephon, you're a smart guy. What do you think is going on?
Well, it is, of course, the history of Americans' relationship with Iran is long and complex and generally does not look that great for America. I think that in order to understand what it's like to deal with Islamic countries and Islamic fundamentalists, you simply need to understand the life of Muhammad and you need to read your Quran. And Islam, like a lot of ideologies in the world, creates an us versus them mentality. Those within the group are good. Those who are on the outside of the group are not good. And your moral obligations, this is one of the problems I have with atheists and one of the huge amounts of respect that I have for Christianity. Christianity has a universal ethical standard. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not do unto other Christians, but do unto others as a whole. And you have to be wary when you're dealing with philosophies that say, I have no moral obligations that extend beyond my own particular group. Those are very slippery and dangerous people to try and get into deals with because you don't have the focus.
Well, it creates like an artificial psychopathic or sociopath position where this isn't a human, you've dehumanized them, you know, like the Nazis or whatever, or you're not a communist, I'm going to kill you, you're not a Muslim, I'm going to kill you, or you're not a radical enough Muslim, I'm going to kill you. It's an excuse to run wild. That's a great question and a segue into your point on leftist atheists. What's your view on them?
Well, the question is, why has everything become so hysterical and coercive and verbally abusive with people getting arrested for talking about various factual things about other ideologies? I think one of the fundamental reasons is that atheists as a whole have hacked at the idea of a personal conscience. Christianity, one of the great glories of Christianity is the degree to which it encourages people to be good and internalizes the standards of virtue so that people pursue virtue for the sake of being closer to God, for the sake of getting into heaven and so on. It internalizes the conscience. When atheism came along and said, well, to heck with Christianity, they also said to some degree, to heck with the foundation and structure and support.
That's right. They say we're animals and just programmable. Well, then I'm just programmed by the government. I mean, that's not true. I do have free will. I am innate. I can create. I mean, it's almost like saying, atheists don't want to believe that humans can do incredible stuff. I'm saying we're made in the image of God. We can do amazing things. I like that superhero aspect. They're saying, no, no, you're just nothing. Decisions have already been made for you. And it seems like a kind of an anthill type cult or something is another religion.
Well, society has got to be organized in some fashion. I mean, we have to organize society. And you can say, well, we're going to get rid of the conscience. We're going to get rid of the Christian fealty to virtue. But what do you replace it with? And I would argue and have argued in a recent series of videos that what atheists replace the Christian conscience with is the edicts of state power. I call them statheists because they're atheists in that they don't believe in what they consider one irrational authority, but they replace it with a far more dangerous irrational authority called the state. You can be religious. I cannot be religious. We can both live peacefully side by side. But if you believe that the state should organize my life, we're going to come into conflict.
That's right. So really, that's why the radical left and atheists are now allying with Islam so much. This is another authoritarian, state-worshipping death cult. We'll be back. I mean, anything can turn into a cult, folks. We got one more segment with Stephon Molyneux. Powerful points he's making. Very thought-provoking. Stay with us.